Hub Cycling surveyed candidates for public office in 17 municipalities across Metro Vancouver, to find out where they stand on active transportation and cycling issues and how they would vote if elected to office. The surveys consisted of multiple choice questions, such as asking candidates if they would vote for infrastructure projects that separated people biking from people walking and driving, while some questions were municipality-specific, asking about specific gaps in the cycling network and candidates' commitment to filling them. These were followed by long answer questions, where candidates could delve deeper and elaborate on what they will do to make cycling safer in their cities. Some of the questions we asked these candidates include: will you vote in favor of infrastructure projects that separate bicycles from cars and pedestrians in areas of high cycling potential? Should the budget for bike infrastructure should be kept the same, increased or decreased? What will you do to help achieve BC Road Safety Strategy's Vision Zero, the ultimate goal of zero traffic fatalities and zero serious injuries? Across the region, 238 candidates responded to the survey, averaging a response rate of 51% across municipalities. The backbone of a functioning democracy is an informed public. We know that there is a large and growing concern and interest from people across Metro Vancouver to make our cities more bikeable, sustainable, and connected. We hope that these candidate surveys and our cycling platform will help the public find out who will work to make cycling better in your city, says Aaron O'Mellon, Hub Cycling's executive director. In Delta, 1 out of the 3 mayoralty candidates answered the survey, while 10 out of 15 council candidates answered the survey. See all the results online at bikehub.ca/vote.